We head to the home stretch in quarter number four on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
We are back. It's the fourth and final quarter of the Keystone Kickoff Show. Dustin Hawkins with here and Greg Pickle. We're here in the Labatt Blue studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white. Drink blue and light. We're jumping into our 2019 position preview series as we start to count down the days of the August 31st season opener. Today, we're starting up front on the defensive side of the ball. We've talked about this issue a few times, but we're starting at the defensive tackle position. And this, Greg, it's a group that I really don't believe will be defined by Kevin Givens leaving early for the NFL. I think having Kevin Givens back would have been a big boost for Penn State, but I think that you're seeing some depth bubble below the surface and maybe some guys who are ready to play bigger roles, and I think that's a good thing. You know, you have Robert Windsor, and you have a number of options next to him.
Yeah, and I think that the key for Sean Spencer will be figuring out which one of those guys gets, you know, the starting nod, of course, and which one of those guys gets, you know, the other 40%, then you usually got it 20% and maybe a 10%. I mean, I think Antonio Shelton seems like the clear starter. Really enjoyed getting to talk to him this past weekend, and, you know, him and Windsor should form a pretty good tandem. Then you have, you know, obviously P.J. Mustipher is somebody who Penn State fans are expecting to see on the field and on the field a lot. So he'll be one to watch, of course. And then from there, you know, I think it really comes down to, you know, what some of these younger guys end up doing. Is Damian Barber finally ready to not just be a defensive tackle, but one that contributes? You know, is Fred Hansard fully healthy? You know, will we get anything from Ellison Jordan this year? Those are kind of the questions you have to answer. And then you remember that Judge Culpepper's a young guy that's still around too. So they've done a nice job recruiting this position. No real hammers, I guess you could say, but certainly a lot of very talented guys.
I think the no real hammers thing is an interesting point because it's the truth right now. I think some of their more highly regarded prospects that they've recruited just aren't quite there yet. Judge Culpepper and Enos Hawkins were not that highly regarded as prospects. The closest thing to a hammer that you have, looking back to, you know, how they were viewed as recruits, certainly P.J. Mustipher. Fred Hansard was another four-star in this group. Damian Barber was a four-star in the 24/7 composite a couple years ago, but that was as a defensive end. And so that star rating goes out the window as you factor in the transition. I do think he's going to be a very good defensive tackle. I just don't know if it's now. But Antonio Shelton was a three-star, and Robert Windsor was a three-star. So, you know, Culpepper and Hawkins were all three-stars as well. You haven't quite seen the fruits of Penn State's labor on the recruiting front just yet. But it's coming, and I think we're going to get a sneak peek of it this year. But for now, you know, you have these guys who certainly Robert Windsor, if you look back on it, three stars was too low. Antonio Shelton has a shot to prove that three stars was too low for him, too.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that, you know, you look back at his 2018 season, I really thought he got better as the year went on, which is what you want for a guy like that, to continue to take the next step over and over and over again. So I thought that they were able to do that. And you look at this room as a whole, you know, we've talked a lot about how Penn State typically will take defensive ends and turn them into defensive tackles. And there's a whole lot of examples of that here. But you have Windsor, you have Shelton, you have Mustipher, who are dead all the way, you know, as true defensive tackles as you can be. And those are the ones you're going to have step up, especially early in the year, as some of these other guys are getting their feet wet. You know, I do wonder if Devon Ellis can contribute right away. I think he looks good. But it's not easy to come in there, as we saw with P.J. Mustipher, who was probably as freaky of an athlete as any defensive lineman Penn State's got in the last couple of years outside of Jason Oway, you know, is an Etor Gross-Matos. I mean, is Devon Ellis a guy that can contribute? If not, again, it'll be mostly falling those veteran guys to take the next step forward.
P.J. Mustipher, you know, he reminds me of what we heard Dwight Gault say in the previous segment about Rashid Walker, who just their natural build just lends itself to play in their respective positions. Rashid Walker at offensive tackle and P.J. Mustipher at defensive tackle. Just looks the part. Came in as a pretty put-together 300 pounds. I think the latest roster release Mustafa went up from 300 even to 311 pounds. And it's such a natural looking weight. I don't think you would look at him and guess 300 pounds because he doesn't have that big belly. There's not, he's just such a very, very good athlete for a big man. Also a very accomplished wrestler in high school. And you see that on the field too. So he's just got that whole package of skills and the expectation. You know, I know we did this comparison last week. Yetur Gross-Matos played as a freshman, I guess you could say sparingly. You didn't see much of an impact, mm-hmm. but you saw him, you know, playing a little slower because he needed to figure things out. PJ Mustafa played as a true freshman at defensive tackle, which is not the norm anyway. We think that he's got a shot to make the same type of leap as a true sophomore that Yetur Gross-Matos did. We won't see the same numbers, obviously, but he can develop what would seem like overnight into an impact player. But all those reps, all those snaps last year where he was playing against seniors and he was getting handled a little bit, they're the type of thing that are going to make you grow as a player. And it's a very good base. In addition to everything else positive about PJ Mustafa, it's a very good base for him to grow quickly into a dynamic role. Whether that's as a starter week one or not, we don't know that yet. But he will be a de facto starter, I think.
Yeah, no question about it. I mean, he could have that Micah Parsons-like role where he, you know, he doesn't necessarily start or he doesn't come in off the bench right away, but, you know, he does more than any other guy, and he maybe gets a close snap count to what the starter gets. So, yeah, they're going to have plenty of opportunity to get him on the field this fall and really be a big part of that pass rush. So I think that, you know, when you break down those guys, again, it's really the big three of Mustafa, Shelton, and Windsor, and then you hope he gets some contributions from the rest of the guys as well.
4-9 Tailgate Club is announcing they will be in Berwick on Saturday, July 27th. That's a couple Saturdays from now for a barbecue and wine event at Freeze Farm Winery that benefits Penn State's chapter of Uplifting Athletes. We mentioned Uplifting Athletes, talking about Lift for Life. Very good in the fight against rare diseases, founded by a Penn State grad, one of our good friends, Scott Churley. Obviously, great barbecue and great wine will be there. There's also going to be beer from Berwick Brewery and some live music. You can go to tailgatewine.com, and right on the front page of the site, you'll see a button for the event that will take you to all the details. Once again, it's tailgatewine.com. We're previewing now the 2019 season, our first position look ahead. We'll put it that way. Looking at defensive tackles.
That's it. The look ahead.
The look ahead. And I want to circle back to Robert Windsor because I do think, and maybe this is going to sound obvious, but he's just the key to everything. He is, I still think that there's some ceiling left for him. And he is the most known commodity, and some might say the only real known commodity in Penn State's defensive tackle rotation as of right now. There's a lot of encouraging stuff, but if Robert Windsor is not a wrecking ball at his spot at defensive tackle, it's hard to see the line as a whole being as successful as you need them to be, and the defense maybe too. I think Robert Windsor is a very big key, not just for the tackles, but for the defense at large to really be disruptive. And, you know, I think the responsibility is going to fall on a number of guys to make sure that opposing offenses get punished if they double and triple down on Yetur Gross-Matos. I think Windsor is a guy who can capitalize if that's going to be the case. Shaka Toney is another guy. You need this defensive line outside of Yetur Gross-Matos to show that they're a threat, and Robert Windsor, I believe, will be one.
Yeah, I think so too. I think that when you look at last year's stats, Robert Windsor is a bit undervalued. There's a reason that Gil Brandt, you know, called him one of the top five returning defensive tackles or senior defensive tackles the country. Now, obviously, there's some juniors who are probably above him on draft boards, but I think it's a safe bet to say that as long as he doesn't get hurt, Robert Windsor's probably going to be the latest Lions defensive lineman to go to the NFL draft. And, you know, you look back at last season, was it, you know, incredibly productive? Yeah, I think it was. 39 tackles, 11 tackles for loss, 7.5 sacks, Dustin, 5 quarterback hurries, and a forced fumble. I mean, pretty darn productive in my mind. And he was doing that with, you know, a lot of attention because teams didn't always double team Kevin Given. So, you know, is it Etor's 20 tackle for loss? No, certainly not. But it's a pretty darn good stat line from him. And there's no reason to think he'll take a step back.
No, I think on the contrary, I do think we'll see him take a step forward this year. Antonio Shelton is a good guess as maybe the week one starter. That's going to be an interesting storyline to follow. Antonio Shelton, I think I heard somewhere, one of the strongest players on Penn State's team. I think he can play a very similar role to what Kevin Givens did, where he's going to muscle his way. He's going to absorb a couple blocks. He's going to free up some linebackers. He's going to make sure that whether it's Gross Matos or Windsor, is going to make sure that he occupies blockers so other guys can do the more glamorous work. I don't think Antonio Shelton's a guy whose name we're going to call constantly, but he's going to do that underappreciated, undervalued, dirty work that you need from a defensive tackle. And it'll be interesting to see what that role looks like against PJ Mustipher, if Mustipher carves out a bigger role as the year goes on. But Shelton is going to have his place on this defensive tackle rotation. And I think what Penn State views is they probably think they've got co-starters with Mustipher and Shelton.
Yeah, I mean, that's probably about right. I don't know if they'll be listed on the depth chart with that favorite word of ours or, but I think you could see that play out in the snap counts. And those guys, you know, they basically just rotate series, and maybe one guy gets one more series than the other each game. But for the most part, it's pretty darn even. I would expect to play out like that.
The one thing interesting about Mustipher is that he could probably be on the field and absorb Robert Windsor's responsibilities if they take Windsor off to get a breather. It's hard to find guys who are strong enough to hold that point of attack, but also quick enough to penetrate too. Windsor is, and I think Mustipher is, and that might be the list right now. So I think you might it might not be as clear cut as it's either Shelton or Mustipher
right.
and Robert Windsor. I think you're going to see some different combinations, maybe based on situations too. I wanted to point this out. I know there are other questions that we need to follow. Fred Hansard's foot, seeing him in the blue-white game was encouraging for sure. Damian Barber, his development now in year two as a defensive tackle brings that length and quickness to the equation. What's Ellison Jordan going to be up to? But I wanted to make mention, Penn State has gotten at least one four-star in every recruiting class since 2016 at defensive tackle. Multiple four-stars, if you include Damian Barber as a tackle, in the 2017, 19, and 20 classes. So you're, especially 2019 and 20, you're seeing the tide turn at the defensive tackle spot. There aren't really struggles recruiting that spot now, but some of the depth and some of the multiple four-star classes, we just haven't seen that pay off yet, but it could this season. I really point to 2020 as a year where they're going to be deep and more dynamic than ever.
I would agree with that, but I think this group has to have some of the tendencies of that. They have to start setting the foundation at some point. When you go out and get highly regarded kids as recruits, you have to turn them into highly regarded players on the field.
All right, thanks for tuning in this week. We got more of that position previews coming in the coming weeks here on Keystone Kickoff Show. You can always check us out, KeystoneSportsNetwork.com.
It's time to get undomesticated. It's time for Labatt Blue. Time to get off the couch and on the beach, on the trails, on the lake, onto what you love doing best. Get in touch with your adventurous side. Get out the ATV, the tent, the sunscreen. Get out the cooler and fill it high with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, because nothing goes better with the great outdoors. It's time to get up, get out, get undomesticated. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
Hey, it's Ross Tucker, former NFL player and now host on the Keystone Sports Network, telling you about GoPSURV.com. I had an unbelievable experience for the Wisconsin game with my wife. My father-in-law came up. We had an absolute blast tailgating at GoPSURV.com. If you don't know about it or you haven't checked it out yet, you need to do so immediately. Call Mark at 1-800-519-8467 or go to GoPSURV.com.
This is Andy Shea from the Keystone Sports Network. You heard us talk about 409 tailgate sauce for a while now. Honesty moment. I use 409 tailgate sauce at my house, and it's a hit with my family and friends. My barbecue chicken always comes out great. The sauce also works on pork, beef. You can even put it on your burgers. Go to 409tailgateclub.com to order 409 tailgate sauce for you or that tailgater in your life. And remember, always tailgate with honor.